Now that Republicans have the governorship and the legislature, the head of Well, a shipping and logistics firm, says businesses like his will feel more secure in expanding. Bruce Thielen says previous governors have raided dedicated funds to balance their budgets.
Like stealing from the trust fund for the roads, very big thing. I'll just say in general, there was many issues that came up that was not supportive to business.
Scott Walker is proposing a $1,000 break for each new worker hired and a 2-year tax moratorium for businesses relocating to the state. The cuts were detailed in an open letter to Illinois businesses on the heels of a tax increase in that state. The letter went out from Assembly Speaker Jeff Fitzgerald as an attempt to capitalize on that state's monetary troubles. Walker says his road trip is meant to publicize long-term fiscal policy and to contrast the differences between Wisconsin and Illinois.
They're headed towards not only more taxes, but really towards punting on making difficult decisions on getting their government under control. We're making prudent decisions about getting government spending under control. So if you're a company looking to make an investment, not just for today, but for years to come, that's part of your equation.
The tax cuts will add to Wisconsin's $3.3 billion deficit, but Walker says as more people work, income and sales tax revenues will help make up the difference. He's also promising a series of what he calls reforms for local governments, state workers, and the Medicaid program. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.